Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's company was recently named by Forbes magazine as one of the 500 best employers in the country. He says the key to their employee success is the company's cultural compass that points in all directions. David Cody is Vice President and Head of Human Resources at Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. David, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Congratulations on these accolades.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a tremendous honor to be associated with such a wonderful company. Happy to be listed amongst the best companies nationwide.
Tell us a little bit about Blue Cross, sure. Blue Shield. How many employees do you have?
In the state of South Carolina, we have about 8,500, with 6,500 in the Midlands. Overall, nationwide, our footprint is about 15,000 employees.
How do you keep employees engaged at work, you know, when there is such a large number here?
It's a difficult proposition, to be sure. What we've done recently is we've built out an employee engagement team, so dedicated personnel that are serving a sole purpose of making sure that we are connecting with our employees as much as we possibly can. So we are looking at all sorts of programs to try to find out what makes our workforce tick, what makes them happy. So whether we're talking about creating recognition programs and surveys or employee assistance programs for those employees that might just need a little bit of extra help, we're there to let them know that we're there to help them whenever they need it. Second, I'd say that we need to continue to renew our focus every day, that employees are our most important asset. They drive the success of our business more broadly. We don't tend to set things and forget them. We try to take a fresh look at things each and every day, and if things aren't right, we will course correct accordingly. One of the things we've recently done is we've created a new employee orientation program called Passport to a Great New Career. The emphasis there being mobility within the organization, but the general sense of being part of something much bigger than you as an individual. The third thing I'd say is that you can't do it all at once. Best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time, as they say. So we take every single opportunity that we can to engage with our individual employees. So whether they are one-on-one forums, specific work groups. We're not above crashing some leadership meetings across the company just to let them know they're there. We're there to support them in any way they need and really make sure that we're responsive to what they want to accomplish.
Now, in my introduction, I referenced your company's cultural compass.
Yes. The cornerstone of our organization has been the ability for our employees to really connect with our community in many, many ways. So as a company, of course, many know Blue Cross as a stalwart in the community, supporting various and sundry events for or through our corporate giving campaign or through our foundation. What a lot of people don't see is the impact that our employees have on the community. And we try to impress that upon folks over and over again. And since 1946, our employees have understood that we are not just employees of Blue Cross, but we are stewards in the community. We want there to be a good work-life balance with our employees. We want them to work hard, of course. One of the things that is particularly impressive is just last year, our employees contributed their own money to a campaign, to the United Way of the Midlands campaign, and raised over $2.8 million. So when you look at that combined with the thousands of hours that we contribute each and every year in volunteer service, et cetera, you can really start to see the scope and reach of the impact of our employees in the community.
And you mentioned mobility also. In a company this big with this many employees, how does mobility work? You're saying that it's easy for an employee to move around and upward throughout the company.
Ease, I suspect, is a relative term. It's certainly conditioned on good hard work and a dedication to whatever is your passion. I'm a great example of what's possible at Blue Cross. I've been there for 25 years. I've been in about 7 different roles. I started as a junior accountant back in 1993, culminating in my current role running our corporate HR department. These opportunities that exist are because of the breadth of jobs that are available within our company.
Well, David, congratulations again on the recognition, and thanks for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
David Cody is head of HR at Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.